Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, John Evans, of the 5th Legislative District in Erie and Crawford Counties. Representative Evans, welcome to another report to your constituents. Recently, the House passed legislation that would criminalize using a false ID, a false caller ID, when making a phone call. This legislation has moved on and is going to be considered by the Senate. Talk to us about why this issue was originally conceived and what we're doing about it and why it's so important we do this.
Well, whenever an advance in technology occurs, there's undoubtedly some unscrupulous individuals wishing to exploit the technology for their own personal gain. Unfortunately, scammers are now falsifying caller identification information displayed on both cell phones and landlines to trick people into thinking they are receiving calls from a legitimate entity. The trend is called spoofing, and this is how it works. Your phone rings and the caller ID displays the name of your bank. Since you assume the bank's phone call is important, you answer the phone. And you speak to somebody you believe is a bank employee, and you're inadvertently giving out your personal and financial information. This opens the door wide open to any type of identity theft. And quite simply, this is fraud.
And we've been tackling ID theft and this kind of fraud in many different legislative arenas here in the last couple of years. What led us to believe that this is really a problem now and why we need to attack this in this manner?
Well, we've had cases in Pennsylvania where a number of individuals have gone through identity theft by this means, and we want to prevent that from occurring. So we passed the legislation in the State House this past week that would make it illegal for a person to purposely falsify the caller identification information displayed on a recipient's telephone. House Bill 529 would ban spoofing by defining the offense as a misdemeanor, which would carry a fine of up to $2,500 and up to 1 year in prison for the first offense. Now that it's been approved in the House, the bill has gone to the Senate for consideration. It's also helpful to have some tips on how to prevent identity theft in general. We have a list of some things put out by the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office to give you some valuable tips on protecting your identity. You should shred all sensitive documents that you intend to dispose of, including bank statements, credit card bills, receipts, utility bills, ATM receipts, and pre-approved credit offers. You should never use passwords that are easily found. Use unique passwords that only you know. And never write down the passwords or keep them on your person. Be wary of giving out your Social Security number, your account number, credit card number, passwords, or user ID. Never let your mail be unchecked for a long period of time, and never put identifying information such as account numbers on the outside of your mail. And finally, use extreme caution when surfing the internet. Only provide personal identifying information over secured sites using encryption technology. These are just a few tips to help you prevent the identity theft situation, which can be very damaging.
Representative Evans, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, John Evans.